What do you call this?
The WCLT Vibe Podcast.
My favorite podcast.
And now with the latest vibe, here's Bradley.
Welcome to the Vibecast, and with me now, David Love. He's with the Heath Fire Department. And David is joining me because we're going to celebrate Fire Prevention Week, October 9th through the 15th. And who better to do that than someone out of our own backyard? David, thank you so much for your time today.
You're quite welcome. How are you today?
Outstanding. And I'm ready to talk fire prevention because that's an important thing, isn't it?
It is very important for the community. And this year, it's October the 9th through the 15th is Fire Prevention Week. Of course, fire prevention should occur all year long, but this is the week that we highlight it to the community, to local organizations, and so forth. So this year, we're proud to be able to do that again with COVID being on the hopefully decline, and we're able to open up our firehouse again this year on October the 15th for our open house, which is from 1 to 5. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's not just the 15th. The big extravaganza is on the 15th, but you guys are going to be busy all week, aren't you?
Yes. We go to the local schools, daycares, present to the kids fire prevention demonstration, some material for them to look over for them and their parents, a little bit of a homework assignment as well to make sure in their homes they're fire extinguishers are good. They have enough fire extinguishers and smoke alarms to test their batteries. We ask them to go home and ask their parents to make sure that they are all good, the batteries are good and everything. And that way, in our community and elsewhere, that the people are safer and that they are hopefully, if something does happen, they're prepared.
Well, you know, you've just helped me out because that's something I have not done in a long time. You kind of take for granted that your smoke detectors are available for you when you need them, and that you know where to find a fire extinguisher should you need it. But it's good to have that top of mind just in case something does happen, right?
It is. It's one of those things that you can let go on your mind very easily until you hear it chirping or whatever. And but yet, at the same time, we encourage ones to test their smoke alarms monthly with the test button.
Wow, okay.
Make sure they're good. Change the batteries every 6 months or what the manufacturer recommends.
How did you get involved in working with the fire department? What motivated you to do that?
I thought about volunteering. This was 20-some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to go up to the local fire department, which is in Licking Township in Jacksontown area, and went up there and volunteered, signed up, volunteered, went to the classes that they sent me to, and was able to do that with them for about 10 years, and then volunteered, worked part-time for them, and opportunity came up for me to work full-time for the city of Heath, and I'm in my 17th year there.
Very good. Now, and I asked that question because, you know, as you mentioned earlier, your annual open house is going on Saturday from 1 to 5 at the Heath Fire Department, and I imagine that, you know, a kid or two that comes to visit you guys there is going to, his eyes are going to get big or her eyes are going to get big, and they're going to be want to become a fireman when they grow up, aren't they?
That's one of our goals.
Yeah.
Not only to help the community to see what they can do to help prevent fires and to share with them our local fire department, because we are there 24-hour shift. So we sleep there, we eat there, we take runs out of there, whatever time of day it is. So we are there. That's our home for 24 hours.
Wow.
And we're off for 48 normally. And so that's where we spend one-third of our life, is at the fire station.
So not only do you have to be a trained firefighter, but you also have to be a cook, a maid. You got to be able to clean up after yourself and cook yourself and your team meals, huh?
Yes, and sometimes that goes over well, and sometimes it doesn't. We're not only firefighters, but we run all EMS. We're paramedics as well.
Okay.
So we run all EMS as well out of the fire station. So whatever the call is, depending on what the call is what truck we hop on, whether it be an ambulance or a fire truck or the ladder truck.
Wow.
Or whatever it is.
I didn't know that either. I'm speaking with Davis Love. He's from the David Love, rather, from the Heath Fire Department. Fire Prevention Week is October 9th through the 15th, And you're wrapping up that week with the open house at the Heath Fire Department on Saturday, October 15th from 1 to 5. Tell folks what they can expect when they and their kids come out to that event.
What you can expect is to be able to hop on and touch the fire trucks, talk to the local firefighters. The local police officers are going to be there. The Licking County Sheriff's Department is going to be there. The Heath Police, Ohio State Patrol is scheduled to be there with a patrol car. You can talk to the firefighters. You can talk to the police officers. Get to know that we're just human beings. We're there as public servants, and we're there to help the community in any way that we can.
If you can turn on the sirens, I'm coming. I want to do that. Can you turn on the sirens?
Well, we might be able to do that just for you.
All right. Well, sometime between 1 and 5, we'll come out and shake hands. Thank you so much for your time today, David, and have a wonderful fire prevention week.
Thank you. You too, Bradley.
The Vibe is news you can use and will keep you up to date with what's going on in the community. Available wherever you download podcasts. Powered by Licking Knox Goodwill.